With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Key member of the House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump says it's too early to blame former Secret Service Director Cheadle's focus on affirmative action for lapses that allowed a gunman to nearly kill the former president.
And I don't have any problem with women being on the group, as long as the women are trained and know what their duty is, and that's to take the bullet for the protectee and making sure that the first off, hopefully the bullet never comes, but if they do, that to be in line to take make sure that they take that bullet for the protecting his family.
Ohio GOP Congressman David Joyce says he wants to know whether poor training played a role in the incident.
And I think it's something that we got to get to the bottom of and make sure they understand their duty, their mission. And their mission is to make sure they're protecting the people, not answering these questions afterwards because of their failure.
The debate is on. Donald Trump says he has agreed to debate Vice President Kamala Harris. It will be on September 4th. That's a Wednesday on Fox News. Also at srnnews.com, rioting in Northeast England.
The protests over the past few days have seemingly erupted after a 17-year-old was arrested over a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left three girls dead and several wounded. False rumors spread online about the young man's identity. A judge in court in Liverpool has ordered Axel Rudakubana to be identified in part to stop the spread of misinformation. Rudakubana was born in Wales to Rwandan parents.
Thousands of people have protested in Bangladesh. They're demanding justice for more than 200 students and others killed during protests last month. Protesters chanted anti-government slogans and demanded the resignation of the prime minister. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris making an appearance on a popular drag TV show.
Harris taped a cameo video appearance on the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. In a direct appeal to the LGBTQ community, the vice president said, quote, "Each day we're seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are and love who they love openly and with pride." Harris, who was joined by several LGBTQ icons on set, urged Americans to vote. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 Nicaraguan pastors continue to be imprisoned amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on very questionable charges of, quote, organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to 12 years in prison. This is SRN News. Well, youth lockups in Texas remain beset with a number of issues.
The Department of Justice accused the state of violating the constitutional rights of hundreds of juveniles in custody. Issues ranging from excessive use of pepper spray and other mistreatment, including the prolonged isolation of children in their cells. The findings constitute the latest development in decades of abuse scandals and allegations at Texas lockups. The state's Juvenile Justice Department said in response to the report that it has a zero-tolerance policy toward abuse and neglect. John Scott reporting.
Army will expand its basic combat training for newly enlisted troops. Army leaders hope the move is a turning point as the service prepares to meet the challenge of possible future wars. The added training will begin in October and comes as the Army tries to reverse several years of dismal recruiting. More details at srnnews.com.